Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:03 in the a.m. Hey, Jeremy and Ed. So I won't be labeled a troublemaker. I'll tell you this before our guest comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, you know one team I just hated? I don't know why.
Who?
Nebraska.
Really?
I just didn't like Nebraska. I didn't like Tom Osborne. I didn't like...
You're like, I am hip?
I didn't like... No, I didn't like Urban Fryer, Turner Gill, Mike Rozier. I didn't like any of them guys, man. I used to want them to lose. I think that's what I start liking Miami, when Miami played against them in the bowl game.
You didn't like Eric Crouch?
I didn't like him either. I don't like Cornhuskers. I don't like any of that stuff. But Maryland Terps play them this Saturday at 3:30 in College Park. Game's going to be on the Big Ten Network, also on 105.7 The Fan. Joining us right now, head football coach for those Terps, he is Mike Locksley. What's going on, Coach?
Rob, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good. Pushing through.
All right. I know you well enough to know you are a teacher of the game. And teachers love when they can teach lessons. Not so much losing, but they love being afforded the opportunity to teach lessons. What's the biggest lesson that you're driving home to your young men this week as they get ready for Nebraska?
Yeah, well, let's talk about, one, I much rather teach lessons after winning like we were able to do the first 4 weeks. And so this here is teaching lessons after a tough loss, and a loss that you know, we had everything in our favor and we didn't. And the lesson is we didn't finish. And it didn't just start in this game, Rob. If you look back to how we finished, even in games we won when we were up and we put young players in, we give up scores in the fourth quarter. You know, we have a metric where our goal is to win the fourth quarter, and going into the game a week ago, we had tied the fourth quarter all season long. And even though we dominated most of the opponents that we played in terms of scoreboard, then we find ourselves in a fourth quarter game this weekend and we didn't make the play. So the finish is kind of the lesson from it, that you can't play just three quarters and coast through the finish. And that's kind of, to me, the lesson that we got to get fixed is finishing and developing a killer instinct. No matter what the scoreboard says, you got to play to the standard for four quarters, not three. And it came back to get us when it get us this past weekend.
Get Nebraska coming up. This team, I mean, I've not seen Nebraska play, but prepping for this, I just happened to look at all their metrics. It's incredible pass defense is what I'm seeing. And with your young quarterback, who's really, I think, really good, and especially for his age, how does this look for you guys with, I think it's the number one pass defense in America right now.
Yeah, this is a much more athletic Nebraska team than the team we faced a couple of years ago on the road where we were able to win there in Lincoln. And, Matt Rhule and his staff has done a really good job in terms of, getting some guys, whether it's out of the portal, recruiting at a high level. And they've kind of flipped their roster in the last couple of years to where super athletic on the back end, which, it's good for us because I feel like we've got some talented guys on the perimeter for us. So defensively, there's no doubt we're going to see some of the same things that we saw a week ago that affected the young quarterback. And, I always say, if you show that you struggle hitting the curveball, you'll see a lot of curveballs. And so what we try to do is quality control the loss from a week ago, see the things that affected us offensively, defensively, knowing that people will attack those areas again now. And that's what this week is about. And our preparation is making sure we clean up any of the things that caused us problems that we put on tape, because you will see them again until you show that you've corrected those issues.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska's pass defense has been good. Their run defense has been leaky, one of the worst Power 5 teams. Is that a focal point to come in to try to keep Dylan Raiola off the field?
I mean, the focal point is for us to play to our standard. You know, we have to be able to run the ball and throw the ball effectively, just like I'm sure on defense their goal is to – they want to keep working to try to fix their run game issues. You know, we're in the same point, same place with in terms of, you know, if they're not playing good run defense, then, of course, we have to figure out and attack the weakness of their defense. And to me, that's been one of the things we've tried to do here the last couple of weeks is continue to bring our run game along. We know we've got a talented signal caller. We haven't used him in the run game as much, you know, with the injury that he suffered there before camp. But he's at 100% now, and you know what we've got to do is find a way to efficiently run the football, but still create the balance that if they load the box and give us advantageous throws to take advantage and make the play, which we didn't do a week ago.
Here with head coach Mike Locksley of Maryland Terps. Coach Locksley, I know you don't look ahead of your schedule at all. We don't do that. We go game by game. But I was wondering, and we won't tell anybody the answer to this, do you look at the standings of the Big Ten and think, man, with some of these guys on your schedule, you got a real chance of controlling your own future in this conference?
You know, I really don't look at the standings or where we are. I have to take it one at a time because what you don't want to do is get too far out in front of your skis. You know, I knew that this year, because obviously if you look at the way our schedule was made this year in a totality, you know, we missed three playoff teams that are in the Big Ten for the first time. Every year we've played what I call murder row, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, typically in back-to-back-to-back weeks. And so we've always controlled our destiny. And, you know, every game, it's a one-game season for us. And, you know, a week ago we didn't play to the standard, which is to play for four quarters and not three. We'll get that fixed this week and go take our shot against another Blue Blood program coming into Terpsville, which, you know, how many times have we had a chance to see a team like Nebraska's and the Washington's come here to College Park, to Terpsville, for our fans to get a chance to see great college football.
Coach, we saw a team last week come all west, all the way east. We've talked to you about this before. Does the travel now that the expansion of the conferences, does that – I mean, everybody's got to go through it at some point and have the tough schedule, but how much of an effect does that have on a team?
Again, it really only affects you if they give you one of those start times. You know, for the West Coast teams, a 12 o'clock East Coast kick time is a 9 o'clock game for their bodies. And for us, a 7:30 West Coast game is a 10:30 kick time for our bodies. And so those are the areas where, you know, it concerns you as a coach if you get one of those time slots. Washington was basically a 3:30 kick start for us, but it was a 12 o'clock kick for them. So I don't know how much that affects you when you play within that realms. I think the early kick and the late kick are the ones that can and sometimes do have some bearing on the outcome based on, you know, when those games are. And I know our conference has done a good job of trying to make sure that we don't have those, but you can't be 100% foolproof with that, the way scheduling works.
There he is. Coach, good luck to you on Saturday, man. We're looking forward to talking to the 5-1 Coach Mike Locksley, man.
Appreciate you guys. See y'all next week.
Have a good one. How hot is John Harbaugh's seat? We'll talk about it up next on The Fan. Come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On, dog, y'all got to be better than that.
Well, what does that?
I understand you got players missing on both sides of the ball, but you do have to have some level of professional pride. And yesterday, they didn't look like they had a plan, not even concepts of a plan in terms of knowing what they want to do. So I'm not going to sit here and go on a tirade and be irate because I said the Baltimore Ravens were bad. I said this was the worst defense in the league, and it's bared itself out. Mm-hmm. I just expected that John Harbaugh would find a way for his team to be more competitive than what we got. And for that not to happen is a direct reflection of coaching.
That's Chris Canty on ESPN. I could not have said it better from everything that we heard, from what I saw from TV, and I only see what the camera shows me. Therefore, I asked Mike Preston and some friends of mine who were at the game, Ed, on Sunday, and what I saw, it looked to be a disconnect from John Harbaugh to his team. It looked to be a disconnect. Well, when you asked Mike Preston, he alluded to the same thing. There's no energy, nothing there.
Absolutely.
And you ask other people at the game, they said the same thing. This includes one of my friends who loves John Harbaugh. I was like, dude, that wasn't a good look. Sunday was a bad look, man. It was like, I ain't worried about this. And I agree with Chris Canty. You can't have that. You can't. Come on, Ed.
You can't. It was zero energy. It looked like guys just didn't want to be there. They were just done. Just nothing went right. You got annihilated by a team that's not really very good. And that's the real sin of this. It's you didn't play the Lions or the Bills again. You played the Texans. They're 1-3 team. And they got lucky apparently against, the Titans. It's like there was nothing. No energy, just mental breakdowns, guys wide open again. Like just what the hell was that? They looked woefully unprepared for their football game.
Jeremy, you ever gone to a restaurant and they got your order wrong or they didn't prepare your steak right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Mr. Khan, I apologize because of that. Look at our dessert menu and dessert on us or your next drink on us. It's called customer service. All right, John, the product on the field right now is absolutely deplorable.
It's free horrible. Ice cream?
I don't want free ice cream, but I want you to do the extra. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see you. Okay, this don't. Yeah, the manager at the restaurant, if they say to you, hey, my fault, whatever. Okay, things happen.
Yeah.
And walk away, you're like, I ain't coming back here. I'm not coming back here. Even if you don't want the dessert or want what they're offering you, the fact that they went the extra mile tells you that they have some awareness and customer service. John Harbaugh looking like Eeyore on the sidelines. It's not what fans who pay that kind of money want to see.
Yeah, there's literally the image of Coach Klein from Waterboy with his hands over his head not understanding what's going on.
Yeah.
And they put it side by side with John Harbaugh doing the same damn thing. Like, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah.
We're sitting here watching this. In all facets of the game on Sunday, they were terrible. I don't care what that final score was. I mean, you go look at what your defense has given up in five games. That's absurd, man. Even if you had... Like, I sat here and talked about how bad Cincinnati's defense was, mm-hmm. and you can do whatever you want on them, and it turns out, yeah, I was right about that, but the Ravens' defense looks worse than theirs.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely does.
How?
How do you give up a scoring drive on every drive? Every drive, people score on you. How's that possible?
We play sports long enough, we all had our asses handed to us in the game. Well, what kept your team going was your coach kept coaching during those moments. I'm on my board more when we're down a lot more than I am. We're down. Let me at least get your attention. Let me make sure that I have your attention right now because I don't want this loss to make me lose your attention. John, you didn't see John Harbaugh any huddles. None. You didn't see him on the sideline with different units. No, you didn't. He stood in that spot the entire four quarters. That's your moment to get their attention. Mm-hmm. Go over to the offensive line group, ask, okay, what are we doing right here? Even if you don't have an answer to it, ask the question. Go over to the DBs, okay, what are we doing right here? You might not have the answer, but ask the question. At least engage with them. You have a conversation with them while we you made it look like you guys are getting effed up right now. It didn't look like, you know what? We are really getting destroyed right now. He made it look like, yeah, you guys are getting messed up right now.
Did you? So I talked about Elvis DeMercado yesterday, DeMercado, who dropped the ball at the one-inch line. His coach, if you saw, Jonathan Gannon went over and was yelling at him, screaming at him.
Swatted at him?
Yes. Like almost looked like he shoved him or tried to hit him with an open hand. And remember, I went off on Jonathan Gannon for what happened on that 2 minute warning, the 2 minutes, 12 seconds, it's right. Third and eight, and you just run a handoff off tackle and let him get tackled for a 2 yard mm-hmm. loss, and they let it run down to the 2 minute warning. The only reason I'm bringing this up is that this might be just a wholesale issue with the league, except for the guys that really want to be hands on, because he said he heard the play call come down and he didn't like it. You're the coach.
Yeah.
Call a timeout and change the play. Or call a timeout and tell your offensive coordinator, no, give us our best passing play to pick up a first down so we win this freaking game. And we're not even afforded those types of moments because you're already losing by 30 or 20 or whatever it may be at any given moment in the game. So you've got so many different coaches in this league that just don't, they're not as hands-on as they should be. And I think we have the same situation here.
Let's go to Joe in Towson right now. What's up, Joe?
Hey, hello. Hey, I always thought it was strange that DaCosta and Harbs were neighbors. I would have had a hard time if I was one of those guys, or I would want to be in that position, especially now.
Two things, Joe. Did you think it was a bad idea when they were in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago?
Living next to each other? I would be uncomfortable with that, yeah.
No. 2 years ago, when they were in the AFC Championship game, was it uncomfortable for you then?
I did think it was kind of weird.
But it wasn't uncomfortable. That's number one. Number two, who fires John Harbaugh?
Bisciotti.
So what difference does it make that Eric DaCosta lives next door?
But what if I'm throwing a party and Harbaugh won't let me park in front of his house? I got 25 people coming over. It's a kid's birthday.
That is insane. We live next door to one another. That's uncomfortable. Eric DaCosta's not firing John Harbaugh. He's not making that call. Just like Ozzie didn't fire Brian Billick. The owner makes that call. The owner's not living next door to him. That's number one. Number two is, I don't think Eric DaCosta is going to be jaded by any decisions because they're neighbors.
Do you talk to your neighbors?
Yeah, some.
I mean, no. I don't mean like, hi, how you doing? I mean, do you have people come over your household? You go over theirs?
Not really.
No.
Not in my neighborhood.
No. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what we're talking about here. So do you work with each other?
Do you talk to your
neighbors,
Rob?
They didn't ask me.
Of course I'm
not
going to
ask you.
You ain't talking to them if you have.
I'm sitting right here. They don't ask me if I talk to my neighbors, Joe.
Okay, I'll play along. Have you ever talked to your neighbors?
That's unfair. I have lived there long enough.
How about your last house?
You don't have any neighbors, do you? I thought your neighbors were small woodland creatures.
Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
He didn't ask me.
Good morning. Hey, man, you're supposed to love thy neighbor. That's what the good book says. You got to engage.
I love them, but I ain't got to hang with them.
No,
I love my cousins. I ain't seen some of them in years.
Just engage. But look, man, we always hear Harbaugh talk about adversity, adversity, adversity. This weekend is the biggest adversity the Ravens, I think, have ever gone through of what I've seen. And now we get to see how he really handles it. Harbaugh reminds me of the lady in the store who told her kids, put that down, leave that alone. Okay, I'm going to put you in timeout. That's all I see of him. I've never seen him really be a person who can fire up a team. And like you said, he never went to each individual, the secondary, the linebackers, the offensive line, and talked to them about what we're doing here, what's going on. I've never seen him do it. And all I'm going to say is, what went on this Sunday has been manifesting over the last couple of years. Now it finally hit the fan. And like you said, what does Bisciotti think? What does he want to do with his team since he said it's nothing but a toy to him? I don't know if y'all heard him say that before. Take it easy, brothers.
Well, I've never heard him say that.
Never heard him say that.
I heard one of the guys that bought into Orioles ownership. I actually retweeted the video if you want to see it, where he talked about, like, it's a personal project. It's more than a toy. It's something that, like, he talked about bringing, a World Series back to Baltimore and building up this baseball
Aaron
team.
Getty?
And watching it. Hold on. I got the video here. I don't remember who it was.
But I never heard Bisciotti say that. While you look for the video, let's get Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Harb's heat is as hot as a polar bear's toe. So, like, I don't understand, like, why people understand, like think that he's going to get fired. If anything, Zach Gore get fired before anybody get fired.
I think collectively none of us believe that he's going to get fired during the season. However, I think his future will be determined by how this team finishes.
I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
I can't get this off.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to be rooting for the light-skinned brother, Jack Flaherty, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Detroit Lions win.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right. He's rooting for the light-skinned brother.
The light-skinned brother? Is that what he said?
And this is what Steve Bisciotti, I think this is what the caller is referencing.
My strength is that I bought a hobby, not a business. I've been in business. I was successful at business. I took pride in that business. When I got into this, I wanted it to be an Uber hobby. And I think that it freed me to look at this next career of mine as not life and death, because I spent 20 years like everything was life and death.
Could you stop that for me, Joe, please? See, this is irresponsible journalism. If we were to say, hey, Steve Bisciotti said it's a toy, it would be irresponsible because that's not what he said.
That's not what he said.
He said it's a hobby. It's a hobby. And we know some people take hobbies very seriously. It consumes them. It's supposed to be a hobby. Do you really want it to be his full time? You want Jerry Jones. Now you're asking for Jerry Jones. It should be his hobby. But just because it's his hobby doesn't mean he doesn't care about it. Because I care about my hobbies.
So here's what the name was, Mark Ein or Ein,
yeah.
E-I-N. So the first thing he said is, my investment in the Orioles really started because it was my hometown team. Then he said, people view these as store value, unique, rare assets of which we're not making more. Sports is a little like a piece of art in that way. They're also priceless experiences for the people who are part of them and their families. Lastly, if it happens to be in a town that you have a connection with, it's an amazing civic charitable platform that you feel like you can do something to give back. I thought it was an interesting, honest take from a man that has money hasn't been an issue for him. He's done his business things. He's worked. This is still work, but this is supposed to be enjoyable. And I think when it becomes unenjoyable, that's when you get involved.
And that's what Steve Bisciotti is saying. I made my billions. Now let me do something I enjoy. I don't understand what's wrong with that. Jeremy Collins, Daily Line, I'm next.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away some tickets coming up, too, to see MGK. That's Machine Gun Kelly and Wiz Khalifa. Might catch a contact. Hi.
At Jiffy Lube Live.
I want to go to this concert. So we'll do that next. But in the Daily Line, I'll give you the plays for today. We have hockey opening up. I got one hockey play, two baseball plays, and a bunch of prop plays. I'll tell you how yesterday went when we come back right here on The Fan.
On second down. Picked off. Lloyd again. Devin Lloyd, what a year, still rolling, down the sideline, one man to beat, Lloyd, pick six.
Isn't it uncommon for, even at this point in the season, for a linebacker to lead the league in interceptions?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's courtesy of ESPN. And what a crazy game that was. If you watch Kansas City going down the field, looking to go up, looking to go up, and then all of a sudden throwing a 99-yard pick six,
mm-hmm.
Well, then you missed out, and then you may have missed the worst touchdown run to win a game in the history of touchdown runs as Trevor Lawrence tripped over his own feet three times.
Mm-hmm. It's like he was fighting gravity.
All somebody had to do was
gravity
touch him.
Was winning.
He was just trying to get him.
It was hilarious, actually.
Oh, man. It looked like he was being chased by Michael Myers as many times he kept falling. Real quick, two tickets to see MGK and Wiz Khalifa on June 3rd, 2026 at Jiffy Lube Live, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 5-410-583-1057. All right. Now, so last night, missed out on the Monday Night Football game. I did say I like Jacksonville, but my official play was the under. Towards the end of the third quarter, I felt good about it. And again, if they would have stopped them there and just batted it down, they'd kick a field goal. I would have felt better about that. But instead we get a touchdown there and then the floodgates open up in the fourth. So I lose that. I had the under in the Cubs game. I had a nerfy in the first inning, which is no runs in the first inning. Yeah, they scored six. This postseason has been like, they've even had games where it's been 3-1 at the end of the game. And that one run was scored in the first inning and they just put up zeros.
I thought my brother was the only one who used that term.
What?
A nerfy.
A nerfy? No, nerfies and yerfies.
Is that a common term?
Yes. Run in first inning. No run in first inning. Yeah. On the gambling lines, but
I thought he was an idiot. Well, he is an idiot. But I thought he was an idiot.
But it's a real
too.
Thing. It's a real thing. So, but I hit all my prop plays yesterday in the NFL. I went 3-0. Talked about who was it? Hollywood Brown under receptions. We won that by a half. Trevor Lawrence over yardage. We got that on the final drive. And then lastly, it was ATN under rushing yards. And I think he had like, I don't know, 20 some, 30 some in the first half, but just never got there. maybe because of game flow and how things went. So 3-0 in props, 1-2 in official plays in the games. And then we get today where I'll start it off with the NHL opening up because this will be the shortest thing that I talk about. We have Chicago and Florida. The total here is 5.5. Chicago's a huge favorite. And as soon as people
Who's a huge favorite?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Florida's a huge favorite. Yeah. Chicago's a huge underdog. Gotcha. Excuse me. And I know what people are doing. They see that 5.5 and it's like, that total's too low. It's got to be too low. I love the under here. And again, I'll preface this by saying, I'm not the guy you want to listen to talk about hockey, but I have had so much success betting hockey games, it's been ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And it's probably of the major sports, the least one I know anything about. And maybe that comes in with no biases. I'm just looking at the numbers and betting what the numbers are telling me. But I do like the under to open up the season here with Florida and Chicago. Now,
Chicago is terrible.
Yeah.
They're just terrible. And I agree with you on the under. Because, was it 5.5 you said?
Yep.
Yeah. I can see it's going 4-1, 4-0.
That's what it feels like. 3-1, 4-1. Yeah. I agree totally. And again, I don't have the cojones, the huevos.
Mobbles.
The mobbles to bet that money line because I don't bet huge favorites in any sport for that matter most of the time. Now, let's get to baseball and what I'm seeing here. So I've already talked about this earlier. The weather supports an over in each game. More so in the Tigers game. There is some rain in the forecast there. But the ball should carry at Tiger Stadium today. We have winds blowing above 10 miles an hour in both places.
Just hope the light-skinned brother doesn't give up too many home runs.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want him to do, give up the home runs. I like Cal Raleigh over 1.5 bases. I like Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases. If you guys haven't paid attention to what Vlad's done the past 10 days or what he's done against the Yankees or, let me check another one, what he's done against left-handed pitching, he has been absolutely on one.
What did I tell you? 20 for his last 38 against the Yankees?
Just he was hitting over 500. Yeah, so maybe that's the number you gave me, but just absurd. And with the wind blowing out, yeah, I think the Blue Jays with Bieber on the bump need to be careful of Stanton and, more importantly, Judge. And I think on the other side, Carlos Rodon, you got a lefty going up against a lefty who relies on strikeouts a ton, and he's a fly ball pitcher. And you got him in a game when the wind's blowing out against the team that strikes out the least in all of baseball? Yes, please.
Hold up for a second, Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
Ed, I said he was 20 for his last 38. Jeremy said, no, he's hitting over 500.
No, I didn't. I said, yeah, he's hitting over 500. I didn't say no. What are you listening to? I didn't say no. Let me check my math again. 25. That's over 500. Jackass. Anyway, I do like the over in both games. I would prefer the over in the Tigers-Mariners game. I do like the Mariners over 3.5 runs. It's -150. If you wanted to get cute and do it with the Tigers, I think both teams score. I like Riley Green over 1.5 bases, +105. But, you know, with the prop plays here, my favorite prop play is Cal Raleigh and Vlad. I think they're just in tremendous spots. I think both could go yard, but I'd rather bet them over 1.5 bases because I'm not laying or not praying for this big hit to come in a game that sometimes it just never does, even with the weather supporting it. So again, my favorite play tonight, Tigers over. I do like that Chicago, Florida under. We'll be looking forward to tomorrow's games. I did kind of take a peek at some of the pitching matchups for tomorrow's games, and it looks like the Phillies are going with Aaron Nola, and I think it's Yamamoto. The Dodgers are a heavy favorite. That's got to suck, man. If the Phillies lose tomorrow, you spent all season basically in first place, holding on, winning. You dominated, and then you get in the postseason, and you're gone in the bat of an eye. And for the Brewers and Cubs, it's a 5 o'clock game. It is Quinn Priester versus Jameson Taillon. The thing I noticed, both of these guys' K's props are really low, and it's kind of normal, but it also leads me to believe that maybe they're not in the game that long, that it's just, hey, give me my 3 to 5 innings if you can,
right,
and then we go to the bullpen. And both bullpens are rested going into tomorrow's game. One other thing I wanted to bring up, and I didn't know, hopefully I'm not stealing what we learned from either one of you guys, but I saw the news that Captain Defense had passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, like, getting into radio, he was one of the nicest guys.
Was a really nice man.
Anytime I was at a function for charity, I feel like he was there.
Yeah.
And donated his time. And he had time for the kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people get it twisted with the guys that dress up for the games and things like that. But, you know, a lot of them, they get it. You know, people see you, they're excited, the kids see Captain Defense. So Wes was just an amazing man, and I'm sorry for everyone's loss. There you go.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Cohen. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Isn't the, what, Amazon Prime Day today?
Yes, it is. Yep.
LeBron James has a direct endorsement with Amazon Prime.
Where's he making the announcement?
He does?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Is that where he's doing it? I mean, he made some money on ESPN the first time. Is the second time going to be on Amazon Prime?
Hmm. I mean, do you guys think it could be something else? Or is this, are we just all basically in agreement that this is him retiring at some point this season? Or
are we hoping?
No, I mean, like, why would, I don't want greatness to go away. Like, even when Tom Brady was there, I didn't want him to retire because I liked rooting against him.
So this is at noon today, and we don't know where the decision is going to be made.
He's doing the same thing he did when he left Cleveland. That was like a formal.
He said with Luka, he's not going to win one, not two, not three. They may not win any. So that's.
It's titled The Decision
Two
of All Decisions.
Oh.
You're kidding.
So
that's what it says in quotes. The Decision of All Decisions, October 7th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hashtag The Second Decision.
So, Rob, they can't call it Decision Two Electric Boogaloo because they saved the rec center in part one.
Exactly. Right.
They donated all the money to the Boys and Girls Club.
You mean he's going to be popping?
Oh, Turbo, Ozone, what's going on? Do you know Jean-Claude Van Damme was in the first or second one?
Was he really?
He was dancing. He was doing his little thing, you know, like he did in Kickboxer.
Yeah.
And that's the encore for the day, Ed.
Encore brought to you today and every day by Lion's Den. Listen, when's the last time you scored? We talk sports all day. When's the last time you scored in the bedroom, my friends?
With another person?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This isn't like throwing a ball against the wall. It's someone else involved. So, yeah. This is not a solo sport like diving. Come on. Check out Lion's Den. They have plenty of stuff to make your sex life a whole lot better with your partner. Seriously, check them out. Lion's Den has a bunch of locations locally. And, of course, lionsden.com. But please check it out and do the right thing. You don't want to. You can suck in every other aspect of your life. Don't lay down there.
Don't lay down there.
Lay down over here.
Hey, Steve Sarkisian, Texas coach, has no accountability. You know what he said today?
What?
Or yesterday? Take the other 135 teams to Ohio State and Swamp and see how they come out.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. You lost. You were favored in both games. You should have won. Well, the one he wasn't. Ohio State was back and forth.
But you're supposed to be. And you bought into the hype of being a national championship contender. You don't get to say you've won a 136 after that.
Is anybody buying those shorty shorts that Arch Manning is selling during his games? What are they? They look like, they look like preppy shorts.
Nobody's
like,
buying them now.
Oh, okay.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what did you learn?
I don't know if anybody saw this. There's a blizzard on Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. 1,000 people were stranded at the top.
Stupid.
600 still up there right now. Can't get down. There's no way to get them down.
Why did they go up there?
Because people climb Mount Everest. And keep in mind, that's a place where more than 400 people have died just trying to reach the top.
They can't take the stairs down? Like they don't have. There's got to be a back way down, right?
Got to be an elevator.
Yeah. And then do you realize when you get up to the top, it's like walking across Midtown Manhattan at rush hour. There's so many people up there who've climbed the top. There's no room. It's like you have to.
That would be awful.
I can't imagine. And I can't imagine being stranded in the blizzard up there. But yeah, that's what's going on right now.
Couple of days a day. Today is National Chocolate Covered Pretzel Day. Jeremy, I know you love pretzels, but do you like chocolate covered pretzels?
Who doesn't like the sweet and the salty together? It's good.
Today is also National Inner Beauty Day. That's discover your inner beauty.
That's where I take
because
off.
Because the outside is pretty ugly. Today's also National Frappe Day. Like a good frappe.
I don't think I ever have a frappe.
Isn't they call it a frappe?
Frappe, frappy, frap.
You never had one?
I don't think so.
I've never had one.
I never had one either. And today, as Joe said, International Taco Day. Not just Taco Tuesday, but International Taco Day. I think I'm going to celebrate. Some birthdays in sports. Today would have been Dick Geron's birthday. Tony Sparano, former coach of the Miami Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
He's turned 64 today.
He's the guy with the sunglasses all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Former wide receiver Johnny Morton turns 54 today. Former baseball player Evan Longoria turns 40 today. Former NFL running back Priest Holmes and Hall of Fame defensive back Charles Woodson both share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson. Jeremy?
Who was he? Charles Woodson and who?
Priest Holmes.
Oh, God, that's close. I'll go Woodson.
Go Woodson?
Woodson.
Woodson. Today, Charles Woodson turns 49. Priest Holmes today turns 52.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's
wasn't
a
prime expecting that.
Yeah. What you got going on over there, Jeremy?
Yeah. So I like using big words that I don't fully understand to make myself sound more photosynthesis. I got a new stick of deodorant today. The instructions said remove cap and push up bottom. I can barely walk, but when I fart, the room smells lovely.
That one was funny.
Someone came up to me and said, what are your dog's names? I said, Calvin and Klein. And they said, isn't that a brand of underwear? Exactly. They're boxers. I did like this one. It's not all that funny. I don't like when I forget to say something during an argument. It's like, hey, let's argue again. I got better material now. Yeah. Here you go. I don't often whoop, but when I do, there it is. Which Avenger is the most trustworthy? That would be the Credible Hulk. The Credible Hulk. Ed, you might appreciate this one. Not sure why the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance says one nation indivisible. The last time there was a prime number of states was 1912. What's worse than a box full of snakes, spiders, and roaches? A box that was supposed to be full of snakes, spiders, and roaches. And here you go. My grandma used to own a hotel, but she lost it because she had bad instincts. Turns out, her instincts is the reason she lost it. Her instincts, Joe! Her instincts!
Why'd you get angry?
Here we go. Last one for you. What do you call a man without a body and a nose? Nobody knows.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.